Greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of Jesus. Well, this is Pastor Dayson Govender, and I bring greetings to you from Eshkol Community Church in Clarestate, Durban. And we want to say a big God bless you to Good News Community Radio for allowing us this opportunity, which we count a privilege, to bring to you a word from the Lord. And I know that you are going to be blessed today. Amen. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father and most gracious God, we thank you today for the opportunity that we have to call upon the precious and powerful and never-failing name of Jesus. And Father, we give you praise, glory, and honor. We thank you for your word today, that your word is blessed and that your people are blessed. For I pray and I ask it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Well, friends, daily there is a deposit and a withdrawal taking place within us regarding our mental state, our emotional state, as well as our spiritual state. And it is very important for us to understand what we are depositing and what we are withdrawing from within ourselves. I want to speak to you for a few minutes today in the area of when you are full of prayer. Amen. When you are full of prayer. And for a few minutes, I want to talk to you about a man who was full of prayer, and that man is Daniel. We're looking at Daniel chapter 6 and verse 22, where the Bible records for us, "My God sent his angel and shut the lion's mouths, so that they have not hurt me, because I was found innocent before him. And also, O king, I have done no wrong before you." We're speaking on the subject today, when you are full of prayer. In Daniel chapter 6, we come to understand regarding Daniel now finding himself in this situation. And there was a plot against Daniel. And King Darius at this time made a decree that whoever would work against that decree would be thrown into the lion's den. And the Bible records for us, now the king went to his palace. Now this was after Daniel was thrown in the lion's den, and spent the night fasting, and no musicians were brought before him. Also his sleep went from him. Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste to the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried out with a lamenting voice to Daniel. Then the king spoke, saying to Daniel, "Daniel, your servant of the living God, has a God whom you serve continually been able to deliver you from the lions?" Then Daniel said to the king, "O king, live forever." And now we come to our text. "My God sent his angel and shut the lions' mouths, so that they have not hurt me, because I was found innocent before him. And also, O king, I have done no wrong before you." Well, friends, Daniel is a perfect example of one who is full of prayer. You see, friends, when you pray, God listens. Prayer invites peace into your life. Prayer helps you to learn about God's plan for your life. Prayer gives you strength. Prayer gives you direction. Your private prayer will give you public results, and your public prayer will give you private results. We need to bring ourselves to a place where we are full of prayer. Amen. You see, friends, Daniel was full of prayer, as well as Jesus was full of prayer. Amen. Whenever we look at the Gospels, we come to understand that there were many, many times that Jesus isolated himself and Jesus withdrew. And he went many times to the Garden of Gethsemane where he spent time in prayer because he was full of prayer. And that was how he could begin to execute the duties that our Heavenly Father has designated over the body of Christ. Amen. So you and I today, if we want to be victorious and if we want to do the will of our Father, we need to be full of prayer. So two things we need to understand. Number one, when you are full of prayer, nothing will hold you down. You will not be stopped. Amen. So number one, when you are full of prayer, nothing will hold you down. Yes, I'm saying it again. When you are full of prayer, nothing will hold you down. David is a Bible character who is no stranger to hard times. He was anointed king of Israel, chosen by God, and yet he was tormented by the jealous King Saul, who chased David for many years trying to kill him. The Bible tells us that David grew increasingly frustrated from his constant running and hiding and living in caves and surviving on whatever food his men could find. And there were times where he had the chance to kill Saul, but he didn't because of his nature and his good heart. So, and we know at the end how Saul even destroyed himself. But my point I want to bring across is simply this. When you are full of prayer, nothing will hold you down. Hear me, my dear friend. The enemy may orchestrate an attack against you, your loved ones, your family, but when you are full of prayer, nothing will hold you down. Number two, I want to say to you that when you are full of prayer, nothing will hold you back. Amen. When you are full of prayer, nothing will hold you back. Failure will not be able to hold you back. In Mark chapter 14, verse 26 to verse 31, we come to understand that Peter talks about how he would never deny Jesus. And he says that even if all fails, he will not fail. And even if he has to die, he will die to protect Jesus. And yet we know what happens that given the slightest opportunity, Peter denies the Lord three times at his trial. And friends, we need to understand that Peter feels unworthy and he returns to his old life as a fisherman and the disciples go with him. But the good news is that Peter was restored by Jesus, who is merciful. You can find that in John chapter 21, verse 15 to verse 25. My point is simply this. When you are full of prayer, nothing will hold you back. Amen. So we're speaking on the subject today, when you are full of prayer. And I believe in these very stressful and pressurizing times that we are living in right now, that we need to be full of prayer. Amen. But there's something we need to understand. Just like Daniel, when he prayed, what qualified Daniel that God would hear his prayer? Amen. I think that's a question we need to ask. What qualified Daniel that God would hear his prayer? In today's society, in order for us to do certain things, we need to have a certain qualification. And certain qualifications will allow you access to enter into certain doors. We are living in a society that is highly stressful and pressurizing, that demands are placed on us all the time. And in order for us to have the victory over these challenges, we need to engage ourselves in spiritual warfare. In order for us to open big spiritual doors, we need to meet the requirement and have the right qualification. So, what qualifies us? What qualifies us that God would need to hear to our prayers? Amen. I believe the first qualification is faithfulness. Faithfulness to the Word of God. Amen. I believe that we need to understand that we must be faithful to the spoken words of God found for us in the scriptures. Because every time that Jesus was tempted, after he had come out of his time of fasting and prayer, he quoted the word of God. He quoted that it is written. So we must be faithful. Faithfulness is the first qualification. Amen. You know, very often man says, show me and I will trust you. But God says, I believe, trust me and I will show you. That is faith. That is faith into action. That's faith in operation. We don't see it, but because of our trust, we are trusting in this living God, and we have the confidence to know that everything will come to pass peacefully. Amen. The second qualification is honesty. I believe honesty is something that clears our conscience. So when we come into our time of prayer, that there is a free flow between us and God. Number three is obedience. Obedience is something I believe that will be a blessing when we come into the presence of Almighty God. And number four is patience. Amen. Many times we come into our prayer time with the Lord, but because of being impatient, we miss the opportunity of allowing God to do what he wants to do. And number five is humility. Amen. I believe that God honors a humble spirit. So we're speaking on the subject today, when you are full of prayer. And I've been speaking from Daniel chapter 6 and verse 22, when Daniel was thrown into the lion's den, and when the king came in the early hours of the morning looking to see whether the lions had devoured Daniel, Daniel's response was, my God sent his angel and shut the lions' mouths so that they have not hurt me, because I was found innocent before him. And also, O king, I have done no wrong before you. Amen. So when you are full of prayer, you can trust God for the miraculous. But the question I asked was, what qualifies us? It's faithfulness, honesty, obedience, patience, and humility. Amen. And there's two things I left with you, and that is, when you are full of prayer, nothing will hold you down. And number two, when you are full of prayer, nothing will hold you back. Amen. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you today for this opportunity that we can call upon your precious, your powerful, and that never-failing name of Jesus. We thank you for your word today, that your word is blessed and that your people are blessed. And Father, we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. Help us, O God, to be full of prayer, so when we come into your presence, nothing will hold us back and nothing will hold us down, and we would meet the right qualifications to open those spiritual doors. Bless your word today and bless your people, for I pray and I ask it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Well, friends, just to leave a thought before I say goodbye. A person without prayer is like a house without a roof, open and exposed to danger. Well, this is Pastor Dason Govender saying to you, stay blessed.